With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. With a stunning story from Capitol Hill last night, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia says she's decided to resign from Congress. In a more than 10-minute video posted online, she explained her decision and said she's, quote, always been despised in Washington, D.C., and just never fit in, unquote. Greene's resignation followed a public fallout with President Trump in recent months as the Congresswoman criticized him for his stance on files related to Jeffrey Epstein, along with foreign policy and health care. The president branded her a traitor and said he would consider endorsing a challenger against her when she ran for re-election next year. There was a highly anticipated meeting yesterday between President Trump and the soon-to-be mayor of New York, Zoran Mamdani.
The president has called Mamdani a 100% communist lunatic. Mamdani is a democratic socialist. He's called the president and his administration authoritarian and described himself as Donald Trump's worst nightmare. That was then. This is now. The two talked about housing affordability and the cost of groceries and utilities.
The meeting that we had focused not on places of disagreement, which there are, many, and also focused on the shared purpose that we have in serving New Yorkers.
I think I want him to do a great job, and we'll help him do a great job.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
A tragic end of watch encounter claims an officer's life in Vero Beach, Florida.
A Florida sheriff's deputy has been killed while serving an eviction notice on the state's Atlantic coast. Another deputy and a law enforcement locksmith were also shot. That's according to the Indian River County Sheriff Eric Flowers. The locksmith and the accused shooter are both in critical condition. The deputy who died, Terry Mashkow, was a 25-year veteran of the sheriff's office. Officers were at a home near Vero Beach when the suspect began firing. The other deputy was shot in the shoulder and is recovering.
This is SRN News. The governor of Texas takes on Islamic terrorists.
Republican Greg Abbott has declared the Muslim Brotherhood and the Council of American Islamic Affairs to be transnational terrorist organizations. This bars those two groups from obtaining land in Texas, and he's trying to shut them down entirely. CARE has responded by threatening a lawsuit, and the governor says he would welcome a day in court. Abbott has expressed strong support for Israel and has decried growing anti-Semitism in the U.S. Michael Harrington reporting.
Gunmen attacked a church in Nigeria, killed two people this week, even as the country faces Trump's administration's threats of U.S. sanctions over persecution of Christians. No group has claimed responsibility for Tuesday night's attack in central Nigeria. Police responding to reports of gunfire, finding one person fatally shot inside the church and another nearby. And now, of course, reports of Nigerians abducting schoolchildren and teachers in the certain area. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court is considering whether to weigh in on President Trump's executive order on birthright citizenship.
The Supreme Court is meeting in private with a high-profile case on its agenda. President Donald Trump's restrictions on birthright citizenship that would deny citizenship to children of people who are in the country illegally or temporarily. The court could say as soon as Monday whether it will hear the administration's appeal of lower court rulings that have blocked citizenship restrictions. They have not taken effect anywhere in the United States. If the court agrees to step in, arguments probably will be heard in the spring, with a decision expected by early summer.
Supreme Court correspondent Mark Sherman. A former University of Virginia student has been sentenced to life in prison for fatally shooting three football players and wounding two other students on the campus in 2022. Judge Cheryl Higgins Friday gave Christopher Darnell Jones the maximum sentence. More details at srnnews.com.